In an email to VOA last evening ahead of the press release, rebel spokesman Peter Konyi Kubrin took credit for an attack earlier this week in Pibor. That battle left one soldier from the Sudan People's Liberation Army, or SPLA, dead. In the email, Kubrin warns that more attacks are on their way. In a press release following the email exchange, the rebel group, which calls itself the South Sudan Democratic Army, officially rejected the amnesty offer President Salva Kiir extended last week. Instead, the rebels called for the dissolution of the current government. Yao Yao first rebelled in 2010 after failing to win a seat in the state parliament. He actually accepted an amnesty offer from the president, but relaunched his rebellion in April of 2011. SPLA spokesman Philip Aguirre says the army is ready for any attacks the rebels have planned.
The SPLA is ready to protect the area. Pibor was attacked on Monday and the SPLA repulsed them. So they come and they will still be dealt with by the SPLA. The SPLA is in the area of Pibor and will continue to provide protection and security to the town.
Aguirre confirms that the rebels did take control of the rural Marua airstrip on Sunday. He says the SPLA is closely monitoring the airstrip to see if it is used to supply the rebels. As for the desertion of more than 300 police auxiliary forces from the Pibor area, Aguirre says that development will not affect the SPLA's ability to defend the area. The forces were deployed at the beginning of this year to help contain Yao Yao. Over the past 2 days, the auxiliary forces have been streaming into Bor from their positions around the towns of Gumerik and Manyabol. Jonglei Governor Kwol Manyang Juk says the forces abandoned their areas because they did not have enough to eat.
They ran out of food, and it was the SPLA that was actually helping them. I sent a message. My advisor, General Matiang Malwal Mabur, was in Juba, and I told him to go to the Minister of Interior or his deputy to inform them that these people have run out of food. They need urgent supply of food. I do not know what measures they have taken, but definitely they deserted.
This is the second time police units have fled their posts in Jonglei because of lack of food. In 2012, forces deployed in Gadiang also deserted. Despite the assurances from the SPLA, Manyang Juk says he is worried about the security of civilians in Gumerik and Manyabol. Both areas have seen attacks by the Yao Yao rebels over the last year, including the ambush of a United Nations convoy outside of Gumerik last month. In that incident, armed men killed 5 Indian peacekeepers and 7 civilian employees. Yao Yao's forces have denied responsibility, but government officials say they know it was carried out by Yao Yao's men. For VOA News, I am Andrew Green in Juba.